I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. This year, Greyhound has scratched hundreds of destinations from its schedule, and more cuts are coming as the interstate bus company restructures its routes. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge reports that fewer stops can be costly and cause more headaches for the people and communities who can least afford them.
In the small town of Dunn, North Carolina, there was a bus station downtown. It's closed now. For the past 4 years, Greyhound passengers bought their tickets in this small wooden convenience store that sells mostly drinks, snacks, and cigarettes. Sam Jawad owns the Stop and Go Mart. He contracted with Greyhound to stop outside his store. Jawad says he was surprised when the company closed his stop. He says business was steady. During a slow month, he would sell $6,000 to $7,000 in bus tickets.
Does it usually pick up in the summer?
Yeah, of course, because, you know, a lot of Mexican people just came, he's working the farm, you know. So he traveled the bus station, you know, between here and Texas and Florida, Georgia, you know.
Just over 9,000 people live in Dunn. Almost half of them are minorities, mostly African American. Greyhound's most recent cuts affect towns that look a lot like Dunn, North Carolina. Small, rural, with a large number of poor people. These communities have something else in common. Greyhound says most discontinued routes are in places with little or no rider demand. But during Independence Day weekend, Jackie Adams was in a jam. She lives in Dunn and had to convince a girlfriend to drive her to the next closest Greyhound stop.
I knew I was leaving at 1:10 in the morning, but I didn't know I was coming up here this early. I thought I'd probably be up here about 9 or 10 o'clock. She came early, so I had to catch that ride.
That ride was about 30 miles south to Fayetteville, where there is a full-service Greyhound bus station with a small cafe, payphones, and restrooms. Adams looks younger than her 26 years. This is her first trip on Greyhound, and she barely made it.
One person told me it was going to be $71. And then when I came up here today, it was $82.
So did you have enough money?
No, I did. Bless another good Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This man got me $5, and then another man got me $5. And then another man got me $5 to get me a calling card.
The calling card is to phone her boyfriend so he can pick her up when she arrives in Conyers, Georgia. Adams will have to wait 12 hours before her bus leaves.
If you're traveling to Lumberton, North Carolina, by Dillon, Florence,
it's finally Antonio Brown's turn to board. He drove more than an hour from Rockingham, where the Greyhound stop was closed, to Fayetteville so he could catch this bus.
Bye. Your mom gonna take y'all to the movies, okay? And I'll see y'all. Bye, baby.
He's going to St. Louis to train as a truck driver. Greyhound says a national survey of passengers shows they want to get to their destinations faster with fewer stops. That informs Greyhound's summer ad campaign, Stop Less, Go More. Greyhound spokeswoman Anna Folmsby says the company has to change to stay in business.
We're moving from that focus of the long haul that you traditionally think of Greyhound, passengers taking those big cross-country trips, when in actuality they've moved to much more regional travel, trips of about 450 miles or less.
Greyhound hasn't finished its restructuring. The nationwide shakeup is only about 60% complete. The next phase will focus on the Interstate 95 corridor. The change could close more southeastern stops, since that long stretch of highway travels straight up the East Coast. For NPR News, I'm Leonida Inge.